Okay, what's up, Internet? It's Scott from The Scott Emo Show, and we have an amazing guest on this week's podcast. When you think about athleticwear, the first brand that comes to my mind is Nike, but there is a new player in town. 1P, founded by a good dude, Roy Uy, is a new Chicago-based athletic apparel company that is focusing its efforts towards one purpose, and that is to promote an active and healthy lifestyle while giving back to low-income schools and organizations with their gear. Welcome to the Scott Emo Show, Roy. What is the good word, my friends?
Hey, how's it going, man? Thanks a lot for having me.
No question about it. So, Roy, let's just start off with getting to know you a little bit better. Where are you from, and what do you do?
Yeah, absolutely. I grew up in Berwyn all my life, and then my parents moved out to Tinley Park, so was a former, like, Morton alumni, and then I went to, just community colleges, Morton College, Moraine Valley, until I moved to the city to go to North Park University, where I studied to be a physical educator. So I'm actually a certified K-12 PE teacher, and I have my minor in health and driver's ed. Currently, I started the sports apparel line called 1P, and kind of like what you just said, man, I'm trying to hear to promote the fitness and wellness through the apparel line. And so while I'm still, getting that off the ground, I currently still bartend over at Uncle Julio's, so a little shout-out to Uncle Julio's.
Definite shout-out to Uncle Julio's.
So, yeah. But, still got to pay the bills. Still, that normal, everyday guy just trying to, do something great.
Why is physical fitness and wellness so important to you?
I mean, that's why I went into teaching. I saw, as a kid growing up, fitness and wellness is definitely important. That's what I've learned at North Park. Just child obesity is just through the roof, especially here in the States. And I feel with all the technology, everything that's going on, with iPhones and iPads, that it's not like what it used to be back in the day, growing up, where you just call up your buddy, and you had to use a landline and be like, hey, I'll meet you at the park in 20 minutes, and then, go outside and play for hours. Now it's like, hey, we're either playing a video game through the internet or on FaceTime, just playing on your iPad, sitting around. So the sedentary lifestyle has actually probably grown. And so I'm trying to bring it back and try to inform people the importance of being active, staying fit, and how important it is growing up now, from the past into the future, how important it is.
Yeah, it's probably also important not only for your mental state of being, but also your physical state of being and, trying to reduce the risks that come with child obesity and that leads into your adulthood. Do you know any statistics on, like, in Chicago specifically, like, what the child obesity rate is?
It's weird because it actually said, I read this a couple weeks ago, that Chicago didn't make it to the fittest cities. They showed which cities were the fittest, and they showed the top 10, and Chicago didn't make it. So hopefully, obviously with all the schools too right now, them merging and closing down all those schools and, all the teachers who kind of lost their opportunity, again, hopefully we could try to make that change while supplying the kids in the school the needs so that it won't, that won't be a factor anymore.
That's a good transition into how come you, Roy, wanted to give back to Chicago, specifically to the inner city kids?
While during my student teaching, I had to check out a suburban school, a low-income school, and so I did the middle school, grade school, and the high school level. And just seeing the transitions from there as far as an inner city school versus a suburban school, it's literally like night and day. And then obviously just getting to know the teachers and some of the coaches and hearing the different stories, I felt bad, and I was like, yes, we're trying to teach the kids to be active and fit and, just teaching them fundamentals and the points of being active and wellness, But then also at the same time, some of these kids love all these different sports, but then they don't have either the proper equipment or the funds to go get the apparel. So then that's where, it was just like, wow, what if I put these two together and created this awesome apparel line that will essentially provide low-income schools with the gear so then maybe the kids could look good, feel good, and then play better, you know?
Right.
Kind of ties it all in together. And then obviously also giving them the opportunity, you know, to just feel what it feels like to be a part of a team, you know? Mm-hmm. And again, that could relate to, you know, the kids being off the streets to kind of be like, hey, no, I have this, I'm part of a basketball team, you know, like, and that'll be, you know, their new group that they'll hang out mm-hmm. with versus out on the street. And, you know, obviously just being in sports in general, there's so much, great things that come along with it, you know, teamwork, collaboration, fitness, and again, it kind of goes back into fitness and pushing each other, and then which will lead into better grades, you know?
Yeah, it's amazing. So what are you trying to do to make One Piece stand out in comparison to every other sports apparel brand that exists?
Absolutely. I mean, so what we're doing different is that we've actually created and redesigned compression. One of the biggest things that we're proud of is our custom compression, we call it. So basically, I mean, it's right now it looks like it's geared towards baseball and football players. Okay. But just the idea of a baseball player, you know, a lot of them cut their sleeves. And when they cut their sleeves, they lose compression. And, you know, they don't look as professional. So what we did was you, the player, can actually decide and order online, hey, I want a half sleeve, you know, on the left and then a full sleeve on the right to kind of keep my throwing arm warm. You know, so that not only do they have all the perks of compression, but they also look good and they have created their own swag at the same time. And they don't have to wait. Yeah, they don't have to waste their money if they miscut it, you know, like Under Armour and Nike, you know, they run, you know, $45-$50. And if you cut it the wrong length, you know, like, man, that's just money that you might have thrown away because you cut it, you know, the wrong way. We actually offer long sleeves, half sleeves, and three-quarter sleeves for both men and women. And I can say we are actually the only sports apparel line that offers it to both men and women, you know. Which
that's
is
amazing.
Pretty cool.
That's a good way to stand out.
Right. And then obviously, so that runs about $40. And then our regular custom compression, where you get to customize it, is at $55. And then we also have, you know, breathable t-shirts, and then hats and hoodies.
Very dope. I love it. So there's a reality though to starting a business from scratch, and we can create this kind of like little dream world in order for you just to focus on 1P. I know financing is a big part of it. So what do you need in order to get 1P to be in a sustainable mode?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Right now we're actually trying to raise some money through Kickstarter. So Kickstarter is a crowdfunding place online where you get to feature your innovative product. And we have people like you would help support us and back up our project. And by backing up our project, you're actually the first person to have and wear our gear before anyone else. We're trying to raise $10,000 on Kickstarter, and we go live July 23rd. We go live for 30 days, and we go until August 21st. So we have 30 days to raise $10,000. You guys can check it out on our website, which will give you the link to our actual Kickstarter page. You know, it's just 1PApparel.com and everything's spelled out. So it's not the number one. You know, you got to spell everything out, ONEPApparel.com.
What's one piece of advice you can tell somebody to keep going, move forward?
Yeah, you know, there's a... You know, there's been uphill battles, man, up and down. And it's about your passion and what you love to do. You know, at the end of the day, you know, I could work, you know, 12-hour shifts and on 1P stuff. And you know, no matter how many no's I get, or at the end of the day, you know, I just love it because I know where my goal is. I know where my head and my heart wants to be, you know, and I know I have something great or good that could definitely potentially come at the same time, you know. So it's about, you know, not giving up and not listening to the other, you know, 90-95% of people who try to discourage you. And one of my greatest, like, lines was from, like, Thomas Edison, you know. He invented the light bulb. And, dude, like what you said, man, haters are going to hate. And it was funny because those spectators said, hey, you know, after he finally got it, it took him 1,000 tries to get it, to get the light bulb right. And all the spectators still laughed at him after he got it right. And they were just like, dude, it took you 1,000 tries to get the light bulb. And his response was, no, it just took me 1,000 steps to get there.
I love that. So we'll end on one last question. Let's end on one last question. Do you ever cheat when you eat?
I sure do, man. I am human, man. I do have my cheat days, absolutely. When you do a lot of hard work, you know, you can reward yourself with some ice cream and pizza.
Help support 1P. Go to their website, www.1papparel.com. Everything's spelled out. Roy, thank you so much for your time, man. You're doing great things. Keep the hustle going. Really appreciate you. And I'll definitely see you soon.
Oh, Scott, thank you so much, you know, for giving us this great opportunity, man. Love your shows. Love what you're doing as well, man. So I'm glad to be a part of it.
No, no doubt, dude. I'll email you the link once it's finished.
You got it? Oh, man, dude, awesome. Can't wait.
All right, Roy. Appreciate you, man. You take care, all right?
All right, you too, man. Talk to you soon.
All right, peace.
All right, bye.